Well, Richie, give us your take on that one this afternoon.
Yeah, tough game. Good side, good technical players, passed the ball well. But disappointed at home. It took us to 2-0 down to have a little go. But it's a difficult league and we're going to have to get working hard on the training ground and get stuck in, because at the end of the day it's a tough league and 1 point from 5 games is not really good enough, so we're going to have to dig in, stick together and try and put it right.
What do you put it down to, the lacklustre performance today?
I don't think it was lacklustre. I think it was just, their first goal just set us back just a little bit, and then obviously they got the penalty and sort of game's really out of reach really, but we knew the next goal would be crucial. And we got that early second half-ish and tried to kick on, but I think when we changed tactics at half-time a little bit, I think they used the ball well and sort of took the strung out of the game a little bit.
It's such fine margins, isn't it? Ross McCormack converts his penalty, Matt Derbyshire misses his, and if you'd have put that in, it would have been a very different game, you feel?
Yeah, I think I think we got the goal not long after the penalty, but the earlier the goal in the second half, the better for us, and unfortunate for Derby's keepers, made a good save. But John got us back into it and we had a little goal, but this wasn't quite enough in the end. But we, at the end of the day, we look at the chances. We still had some chances to maybe win the game. Maybe if we didn't have much of the ball, but we still had chances. So there's obviously some little positives in there.
I saw some frustrations out there as well. A couple of players biting at each other. I guess, is that just in the heat of the moment?
Yeah, I think so. No one likes losing. Professionals don't like losing. So I think everyone was trying to do their best, as I'm sure they always do, you know, on the football pitch. But at the end of the day, it wasn't to be.
What have you made to the start of this campaign then? You mentioned it's 1 point from the 5 games. Are you surprised that it is just that 1 point so far?
I think so, yeah. I think we've not been ruthless enough, you know, in both boxes, and in this league it's fine margins, and yeah, you don't score and then they go and score, so, and goals change games, so I think that's what's happened at the minute. But obviously there's some mistakes in there, and we'll obviously try to eradicate them, but we'll just keep working hard.
How do you keep morale high then? How do you all make sure that you keep yourselves positive and looking forwards?
I think we'll just keep on every training every day, just keep sticking together and keep working hard for each other, and in between all that, just try and enjoy it with a smile on your face as well. No one likes losing every week or 4 out of 5, so I think just on the training ground, just stick together, keep the banter up, and just keep trying to enjoy it.
What about the timing of the international break now then, off the back of this? Is it a good time, is it a bad time?
I don't know really. I don't know if you'd rather have time off. If you've got time off, you can work on things on the training ground, or if you've got another game, you get stuck right back into it, which a lot of people like to do, but I think don't really know which one's best really. But it's early on in the season, plenty of time to get back up there, and that's what we'll be aiming to do.
Yeah, is that the message then, that it is only early on, 5 games into a league campaign?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, what is there, 40 games left or something, so plenty of points to play for, and we'll be hoping to get a few wins after the National break.
And what would you say to the fans as well? Some fan frustration, obviously, evident at half-time and full-time. What would be your message to them?
Stick together, stick behind us. We're doing all we can. We're not scoring enough goals, and we're not keeping enough goals out of our net, so stick together. I'm sure we'll give you some good times ahead.
Have you seen enough
that
you can turn it around?
Yeah, I think I have. If I look at the goals conceded, we can obviously stop them. And in every game, I think we've had at least 3 or 4 good chances, not half chances, really good chances. I think if we can start taking them and stopping the goals going in, like they are doing at the minute, I think we'll have some good results.
Yeah. It's actually a busy summer recruitment, probably more to come. A lot of players coming with a lot of championship experience. Do you feel it's a stronger side now at this stage than it was last year?
I missed the first few games last season, but yeah, I think we've got a good team, a good squad. The players we brought in have obviously got experience, and they've got good quality, played in the Premier League, experience at this level as well. So I think, yeah, we're strong. We're just, like I said, goals change games, and we're just not sticking them in at the opponent's box at the minute.
Yeah, would it be fair to say there's still some gelling to do?
Well, we're not winning games, so maybe it's that. I don't really know, really. All lads seem to have settled well. They're living not too far away, they're settled, you know, so I don't see that really being a problem.
Right, so it's still
a positive move? Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's early days in the season, still 40 games left, and we're all want it to pull in the right direction, well, I'm sure we'll do that.
So that means it's sort of like quite simple solutions you can see then, that are all sort of elementary mistakes at both ends of the field.
Yeah, I think that's what it is really. I think I said that the chances we've had in each game, we've had some very good chances, and I think the times we've had them, I think if we stick them away, I think the whole game's changed and maybe the results would have been different. So I think that's what it is at the minute, yeah.
So I mean, is it a confidence factor yet? Is there concern yet?
I don't know really. I don't think the confidence might be. I don't know, but I don't know really, to be honest. Sorry.
What's the message been from the boss?
We've just got to improve. We've got to be better. I know we've had chances, and I keep saying we've had chances and whatever. But at the end of the day, we're not winning, so we need to do something to change to try and win matches. To get us out of where we are, up the league. So that's the message.
Okay.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.